بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد وصلنا لهم القول لعلهم يتذكرون.
Verse number 51. I continuously conveyed to the idolaters and the Jews amongst the people of the book the word regarding the stories of the previous nations, and the punishment I sent down on them when they denied my messengers, in the hope that they will be reminded by this and then believe, so that they are not afflicted by what afflicted them.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب من قبله هم به يؤمنون.
Verse number 52. Those who are firm in believing the Torah before the Quran was revealed believe in the Quran, due to them finding it being informed of and described in their books.
وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ.
Verse number 53. When it is recited to them, they say, "We believe it is the truth in which there is no doubt, and which is revealed from our Lord. We were Muslims before this Quran was revealed, due to our faith in what the messengers before him brought."
أولئك يؤتون أجرهم مرتين بما صبروا ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
Verse number 54. Those who have been described as mentioned will be given the reward of their actions by Allah twice, due to their persevering in faith in their own book and due to their faith in Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was sent. They repel through the good of their righteous actions the sins they earned, and from what I have provided them, they spend in the avenues of good.
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ.
Verse number 55. When these believers hear any false speech from the people of the book, they turn away from it without paying attention to it. And they say, addressing those who say such, "For us is the reward of our actions, and for you is the reward of your actions. You are safe from us, swearing and causing harm. I do not seek to accompany ignorant people, due to the damage and harm it contains for one's religion and worldly life."
إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين.
Verse number 56. O Messenger, you do not guide whomever you love, such as Abu Talib and others, by enabling him to bring faith, but rather, Allah alone is the one who enables whomever he wants to be guided, and he knows better, regarding whom it has already passed in his knowledge, that he will be amongst those guided to the straight path.
وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 57. The idolaters amongst the people of Mecca said, excusing themselves from following Islam and bringing faith in it, "If we follow this Islam, which you brought, our enemies will quickly snatch us from our land, Did I not establish these idolaters in a safe sanctuary, in which bloodshed and oppression are unlawful, and in which they are safe from others attacking them, with fruits of everything being brought to them, as sustenance from me which I draw towards them? However, most of them do not know what Allah has blessed them with, that they should be grateful to Him.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ
Verse number 58. And how many a city were there which were ungrateful for Allah's blessings in them? Then they exceeded the bounds in sins and disobedience, so I sent a punishment to them, and destroyed them through it. So these are their dwellings in ruins, with people passing by them. They were not inhabited after those who lived in them, except for a few travelers. And it is I who will inherit the heavens, the earth, and everyone in them.
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ
Verse number 59. O Messenger, your Lord did not destroy the cities until He had given opportunity to their inhabitants by sending messengers to their main cities, just as He sent you to the mother of cities. And I was not one to destroy the people of the cities when they were firm on the truth. I only destroy them when they are unjust through disbelief and committing sins. Beneficial points. 1. There is virtue for a person from the people of the book who brings faith on Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he is rewarded twice. 2. Enabling a person to accept guidance is in Allah's hands, not in the hands of anyone else, such as messengers and others. 3. Following the truth is a means of peace, not a cause for fear as the idolaters claim. 4. Extravagance is dangerous for the individual and society. 5. It is from Allah's mercy that He does not destroy people except after giving them an opportunity by sending messengers. When the idolaters made excuses from following the truth due to the difficulties encountered, such as the turmoil of war and cutting off of trade, Allah answered them by saying,
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
Verse number 60. Whatever your Lord has given you, it is of what you enjoy and adorn yourselves within this worldly life. Then it will finish. And the great reward, which is with Allah in the afterlife, is better and more lasting than the enjoyment and adornment in this world. Do you not understand that so you prefer what is everlasting over what is going to finish?
أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ
Verse number 61. Is the one I have promised paradise in the afterlife, and the everlasting pleasure it contains, like the one I have given wealth and adornment to enjoy in the worldly life, then he will be on the Day of Judgment amongst those who will be presented to the fire of hell?
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ
Verse number 62. On the day their Lord will call them, saying, "Where are my partners you used to worship besides me, and whom you claimed were my partners?"
قال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هؤلاء الذين أغوينا أغويناهم كما غوينا تبرأنا إليك تبرأنا إليك ما كانوا إيانا يعبدون.
Verse number 63. The callers towards disbelief for whom the punishment will become binding will say, "Our Lord, these are the ones I misguided, just as I became misguided. I disassociate ourselves from them to you. They never used to worship us, but they only used to worship the Satans."
وقيل ادعوا شركاءكم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم ورأوا العذاب لو أنهم كانوا يهتدون.
Verse number 64. It will be said to them, "Call upon your partners, so they can save you from the disgrace you are in." They will then call their partners, but they will not respond to their call, and they will see the punishment prepared for them. If they had been amongst those guided to the truth, they would have not fallen into the punishment.
ويوم يناديهم فيقول ماذا أجبتم المرسلين.
Verse number 65. On the day their Lord will call them, saying, "What answer did you give my messengers I sent to you?"
فعميت عليهم الأنباء يومئذ فهم لا يتساءلون.
Verse number 66. So that which they can argue with will become hidden to them, and they will not mention anything. They will not ask one another, due to the frightening shock they will be in, because they will know for sure they are heading towards the punishment.
فأما من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فعسى أن يكون من المفلحين.
Verse number 67. As for one amongst these idolaters who repents from his disbelief, brings faith in Allah and his messengers, and does good actions, perhaps he will be amongst those who are successful in attaining what they seek and who are saved from what they fear.
وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون.
Verse number 68. O Messenger, your Lord creates what he wishes to create, and he chooses whoever he wants for his obedience and prophethood. The idolaters have no choice that they should object to Allah. Pure and holy is Allah from the partners they worship with him.
وربك يعلم ما تكن صدورهم وما يعلنون.
Verse number 69. And your Lord knows what their chests hide and make apparent. Nothing of this is hidden from him, and he shall reward them for it.
وهو الله لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون.
Verse number 70. And he is Allah, besides whom there is no true deity. For him alone is praise in this world, and for him is praise in the afterlife. For him is the decree which is implemented, and which nothing can repel. and to him alone, you will be returned on the Day of Judgment for reckoning and recompense. Beneficial points. 1. The intelligent person is the one who prepares the everlasting over the finite. 2. The oppressors will disassociate themselves from one another on the Day of Judgment. 3. Repentance cancels everything before it. 4. The choice lies with Allah, not with His servants, so His servants have no right to object to Him. 5. Allah's knowledge encompasses whatever is apparent and hidden from the actions of His servants.